This is Steve Knopfinger reporting on the KFRM Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I'm talking with Dennis Grunbacher, a farmer at Andale, Kansas, in Sedgwick County. Dennis, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
We're pretty well done. A little bit of people cutting double crop milo and double crop beans, but neither one were making very much weight soon. Everything else was cut.
Okay. How did the yields look on the early harvested?
We had fantastic yields on the irrigation, but terrible yields on dry land.
What's the rainfall been like for your area?
We have 9.9 inches behind for the year right now. And this area between around Wichita and Hutchinson's pretty bad.
Did you have decent rains coming into the planting time this year?
We're really starting our fourth year of drought. It started 3 years ago now. 3 years ago in October is when the drought started. And we've had 19 inches of rain, but most of them have been in half inches. We've had maybe two. One was an inch and a quarter, and one was inch 40, and the rest have been just showers. The irrigated seemed good because we didn't have any drowned out or green snap, but dry land corn went about 103. Dry land beans are going to probably average 5. Our wheat, we had a good wheat crop, but it was around 75. But irrigated corn was around 265, 270, and beans were probably 85.
Okay. Sorry to hear that you're not getting any rain in that area.
Really. Well, I feel sorry for the guys that are all dryland farmers. We're about 65% irrigated. So we didn't get hurt as bad as some of our neighbors.
Have you had any weather events or pest or disease issues this year?
Any storms?
Any bad storms or hail or anything like that?
No, like I said, the biggest rain we ever had was an inch and a quarter. We've had a wind a couple of times, but we had no green stuff in the corn, and the beans were standing good when we cut them, and we really never had no damage. We haven't had hardly any rain for 3 years, and we probably haven't had any storms for 3 years.
Oh, okay. Did you guys have any insects or armyworms in that area?
My son takes care of that. We've sprayed for armyworms a couple times and irrigated. The dry land, most of it, we didn't spray because there was not much there. I think he went over the beans one time. That's about it. The irrigated corn nearly had really no problems. We put a lot of chemicals and stuff on in the winter and stuff. So, and he usually buys corn and soybeans with insect resistance, especially the corn. My son's about 35 and he graduated from 4 days state in agronomy, so he takes care of most crop inputs.
Sounds like he's on top of things for sure.
Yeah, he does a good job, fantastic job. They've been talking Hutchinson, 50 miles of a circle around Hutchinson is the worst area in Kansas.
For the drought?
Because western Kansas caught some rain. Southwest had, 12 inches in June. I think we had an inch.
Oh, wow. Wow. I was afraid of that. I'd seen around your area there's places that didn't or have been in the drought for a long time now, so that's not good. But
yeah. That's the trouble. We just don't have no subsoil. You get a week of dry weather, and then everything starts burning up. Yeah. We did have some double-crop beans. We got 3/4 inch about 3 weeks ago, and they were completely brown the week before that. They went ahead and greened up, and he's cutting on them now, and they're about 8 bushel. But then they're dry after that. Wow. I went over there about 3 weeks ago, and they looked fairly good. I thought maybe they'd make 20, but then we got that freeze and no rain, and that finished them.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Dennis Grunbacher, a farmer at Andale, Kansas, in Sedgwick County. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.